In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear children, yep, that's you. Today is one, or is not one. Today is the most important day of your whole life so far. You never ever did anything that great yet. That is the first visit of Jesus in your heart. What a treat. And you are here today all dressed up, all prepared because of Jesus. It is not your day. It is a day of our Lord Jesus Christ who come to visit with you. Do you know how lucky you are? Do you know the chance that you have? Do you know that the freshness of your faith? You know better than many that are here tonight. And you, by your good attitude, your attention, you are giving to all of us a great lesson, because we see how you behave. So this past year, we have learned about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven to be with us, who was born of the Virgin Mary on this stable in Bethlehem. He lived among us, as you know, because knowing how he did things, we are able to know how we have to do things at home. Although, through the cruelty of you, he was crucified, not loved. And we should discover that we should never, ever do the same thing. Why should we be mean to anybody? We can't. We don't want to anymore. He is so good that Jesus wanted to stay with us all the time. And he's playing something with us, a kind of hide-and-seek game. You know, as we are preparing for the Ascension, the Gospel is telling us, Jesus is here, but he's going to go. He's going to go, he's going to hide. He's going to come back. And you are going to see me, and you are not going to see me again. You are going to see me again. Like a peekaboo game that Jesus plays with us. Yes, indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ is playing with us. And for those who want to find Jesus, and you do, and you are good at this game, you know how to find Jesus very well. He is not difficult to find. He wants to know where he is. He is right here in the closet of the church, in the tabernacle. He is right here under this appearance of the host. It looks like bread, but we know that it is not bread anymore, but Jesus really. He is right here in the confessional, where yesterday you were able to clean your souls, and it transformed you, completely clean your soul. He is right here when we pray, when we talk with Jesus in the silence of our soul, and he listens, and you know that. And today, he is going to come right here, inside of you, on your first communion. Altogether, we are here today to see you receiving your first communion. That's a great reminder for all of us, my dear parents, my dear friends, of your own first communion. And many of the fathers of the children were telling me that yesterday they shared with them the pictures of their own first communion. And maybe you even have the first communion picture of your grandparents, and so on and so forth. And that's magnificent. Because great symbol, great reality of unity of all of us together. Like the flame of a candle, our Lord Jesus Christ communicates himself to all of us, losing no strength, no power. So Jesus is coming to you, my friends. What are you going to talk about with Jesus when he comes in your heart? What are you going to tell him? There's so many things to tell to Jesus, to share with him, to ask him. And there is one thing, my dear friends, my dear children. You stop that. There is one thing, my dear children, that I would like you to share with Jesus and to ask him, my Jesus, make a saint out of me. I want to be perfect. I want to never, ever do anything to offend you. So indeed, it's not always easy to do what we have to do. But now that you do your first communion, now that you have been prepared and judged to receive Jesus, you are strong. You are very, very strong to be able to do everything that you want. So Mary, Jonathan, Penny, Philip, Genevieve, Rocco, Anna, Charlotte, Isaac, and Xavier. You are going to receive Jesus because now you are old enough. You are now old enough also to be big boys, big girls, and helping at home. These come with privileges, responsibilities. Yes, learn to love Jesus more and more. Learn to please the mother of Jesus with all your heart, your own parents, your mother, your father, your brothers and sisters. And today, after Mass, after you have received Jesus Christ, you will invite Mary, and she is going to give you the scapular for your protection. And I am going to give you roses that you will give to Mary in your turn, symbol of your heart. So congratulations, and let ask Jesus during this Mass, oh my Jesus, help me to be a saint, that we will always be together, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.